This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis gave his annual State of the State address Thursday. Here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
There was a real emphasis on wanting to save people money this year, making Colorado a more affordable place to live. The governor said he knows that too many people are struggling to make ends meet.
As your governor, I want you to know we hear you and we're here to do something about it. While all of these complex problems can't be solved by any one bill overnight, we promise to use every single tool at our disposal to save hardworking Coloradans the money you need to live the life you want.
And Governor Polis emphasized that he has identified 50 ways that his administration is going to try to do that.
That was CPR's Benta Berkland. COVID-19 transmission has spiked in Colorado as hospital staffing shortages worsen across the state. CPR's John Daly says the lines on the graphs are just going straight up.
About a month ago, the rate of positive tests was about 6%. But since then, with people celebrating over the holidays and traveling, and especially once the Omicron variant showed up in Colorado, the growth in cases has been just explosive.
About half of Colorado hospitals say they expect a staffing shortage in the next week. A high wind watch is in effect for the southeastern portions of the state. Gusts could reach up to 60 miles per hour, and blowing dust may make driving dangerous. The wind warning is in effect from noon to 5 p.m. This is CPR and KRCC.